All right. Hello, everybody. This is Vance Stevens in Abu Dhabi. We're having another session this evening of what we call the Sunday Speed Geek series. It's a Webheads Peace All Arabia EdTech SIG production. And we're in Learning Times. Learning Times is a grant of Illuminate. That's how we're able to give these sessions, so we appreciate that from them. Tonight, we're going to hear from Jim Buckingham at Zayed University here in Abu Dhabi, and he's going to talk to us about Zotero. And I like to say what the date is. Doesn't seem to have it on the slide presentation. This is the 28th of November 2010, and I'll let Jim take it from there with no further ado. So Jim, big welcome to you, and thanks a lot for volunteering to give us this presentation. I'm sorry, I had removed Jim's mic, and oh, Jim's clicked his mic out. Okay, I'm clicked it back in again. Okay, you click on the mic button in the lower left-hand corner of the screen.
There we go. Now we're in business. Okay, good afternoon, everyone, or good morning, or wherever you might be. Have a good day. Let's get. Hopefully, I'm going to add something to it here with a look at probably not the most sexiest of topics to talk about, but it's actually quite interesting what's been going on in this field, citation management. And I'm going to jump into it right away by looking at the obvious question, what exactly do we mean by citation management? Well, in the good old days, let's see if I get this here, it meant for many of us writing down cue cards and writing down the typical stuff like author's name, date, publisher, location of publisher, page number, etc., etc. And really, we were told to do this with the purpose of sourcing our work to protect ourselves from being labeled as plagiarists and to realize and support in-text citations and to eventually realize a bibliography. There was one pretty significant problem with that. We were doing all of that for one audience, typically, and that was our teacher. So we really didn't see much value or context for it. What's dreaded about it? Well, nothing much has changed. It's still as tedious as ever. In the old days, it was quite time-consuming. We didn't really understand why we were doing it as students, especially when we only had the one person as an audience, namely our teacher. Today, in some respects, it hasn't changed too much. It can be just as tedious and time-consuming if it's done in the old-fashioned manner. But it's equally important to understand that today's students don't really fully appreciate the importance of it either, especially when they're only doing work for an audience member, namely their teacher. What has changed has been the arrival of citation management programs. I've put the word up there of savior, but I'm not sure if that's, and I've also put a question mark after it. Citation management programs, there's no shortage of them. Currently, we've got about 20 of them listed. This is what I found at digital research tools online. There's a sampling of the better known ones down below there. And what exactly are they doing for us that's any different than in the past? Well, the same manner of collecting sources takes place. They assist in that. They help organize sources, and they help us then cite those sources. That hasn't changed much. The citation management tool or programs, though, certainly facilitate this, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But what is new is the ability to have these sources synced so that, and I'll tell you more about that in a second, as well as now inviting collaboration. That's right, collaboration. Collaboration with either one's peers or even with a teacher or with experts in other parts of the world. And that, I think, is the exciting part in all this. We'll come back to that in a minute. Those are the simple basic affordances of using a citation management program. Yeah, Phil, perhaps I can ask you to wait with some of the questions because perhaps I'll be able to answer some of these afterwards. Right now I'm just giving a general introduction to citation management, what exactly it is, on the premise that maybe somebody taking in this presentation still wouldn't even be aware of these basic affordances. So let's talk a little bit about those affordances. To begin with, collecting the sources, collecting the typical source information, as I've listed there below. What's new, though, is going beyond that now to take in things like screenshots of, say, a web-based resource. And then once you have that screenshot, being able to highlight sections of it, and then once those sections have been highlighted, even being able to add notes directly on that screenshot, the annotation of those notes. Ideal for inviting students to do a quick summary of a text in their own words and perhaps sharing that with you or with a fellow student. In addition to that, we're also in a position now to save links to related documents that we might find on the web. That might be a PDF, it could be a picture, it could be a video. So there's a lot of pluses here in being able to build a body of not only sources, but support information about that source and being able to author it or annotate it in our own words. To move on to organizing, we can then organize a collection of sources using whatever citation management tool that we have for realizing a library or a collection of libraries. And then going beyond that to then tag these sources so that they can be cross-referenced. I know I've got a body of libraries that's quite deep, and it's to the point now where I can type in a tag and I can pull up sources that I may have forgotten of that related to an earlier project from months or even a couple of years ago and make connections with them. I think that's a real plus. Let's go on now to syncing, and this is getting into something completely new. Before, we had cue cards, and the only way we could really share them was either by photocopying them or handing over the cue cards to someone else. But with syncing, it's now possible for us to work with a citation management program to then upload our sources to a server, depending on the management program. They're often providing those services where we can then access them anywhere at any time. The only catch being that you need to sign into a computer. So the work that's done at home can be left at home, uploaded, and then be reached again at your work, or if you happen to be traveling, you can access it from wherever that might be. That's the whole notion of syncing the work. And then to move on is probably the most exciting part, and that's the collaboration aspect. This is the chance now to share citation work with others, to work with others, to building a common library, to promote collaboration. And on top of that, if one wants to, one can tag one's library with certain keywords, and that can be included in a database with other users who can then find you, or you can find them. Automatic site recommendations coming from other people using the collaboration tool come to you, vice versa. So it gives you a chance perhaps to connect with people that are working on the same sort of topic area, project. Could be any other type, and it could be from somebody in any other part of the world. The site recommendations. Oh, good point. if this would be people, it would be dependent on how people have tagged them within their citation work. And once they had a tag attached to it, and they've agreed to make all of their sites accessible to the public, then you would be able to get access to them. So you could be checking on not only particular sources that people have been looking at, but even the annotation work that they've done, and supplementary resources that tag along with that. So there's a huge opportunity here to really break down a lot of barriers to collaborating on research, research work, etc. Let's move along a bit here. What are the implications for this? Well, I think I've already alluded to that. The implications for research are just the collaborative aspect, really opening up new possibilities. There's a chance to connect with a topic expert who may have posted their sources, made them available to the public via the tool, and you could then tap into them, tap into their notes, perhaps even add to them, work with them, which I think is it's making this whole matter a lot more interactive, a lot more alive than perhaps it was when we were doing it. Well, for sure, more than when we were doing it. The implications for teaching, I think these are even broader and a lot more exciting. For teaching, there's the chance here to take the whole notion of citation management done by students and make it a lot easier to standardize it, a lot easier to support the students once they use the citation management tool and they learn the basics of how to input stuff. It does a lot of the nitty-gritty stuff for the student, so they don't have to be fretting about where the comma goes and where the colons go. They can pick whatever style they wish. If it's not, well, I shouldn't say that. It's typically the teacher's role or the institution's role to outline what that formatting should be, and then it's a matter of just setting up the citation management tool so that it spits out in-text citations in the correct format and also the bibliography in the correct format. And so that is what could typically have taken an hour to 2 hours to do and typically still be filled with some errors is now greatly, greatly simplified, greatly, greatly standardized, so that the focus is more on collecting the sources, annotating those sources, etc. Not only that, there's a possibility here to also have students build a citation collection and invite you and I as instructors to peer in on that work as it's developing. We can be collaborating with the student on their choice of sources. And then the third matter is we can use the same tool to be sharing a reading list and notation with the students so that they get immediate access to a required reading list along with perhaps some of our notes on these readings. This assumes that they've all got the same, that they do all have a citation management program. I should point out that they don't necessarily have to be using the same citation management tool, though it would certainly help from a support point of view. Let's see if I can get on to the next slide. Current choices for this? This is just a sampling. I'm not sure how many of you have seen these. One of the more common, one of the better known ones is EndNote, RefWorks, Zotero, Mendeley have a pretty strong following. The one that was new to me that I discovered by doing this was the Senate 6. That's just for Macs. And some of these are completely online, like EasyBib and sites you like. So I guess what I'm saying here is that there's been a lot of work going on in this area, and there's been a lot happening. And the support is really growing. The number of institutions that are taking this on board is pretty amazing. I know that places like Harvard and Northwestern in the States have been supporting the use of both RefWorks and Zotero, for example. Mendeley is taking off. This is an Australian-based product. All of them are capable of producing everything that I've spoken of and also being able to share it. Zotero work can be then exported for use in, say, EndNote and vice versa for almost all of these, which is, again, pretty remarkable, just the flexibility that it's giving us. I didn't get a chance to really go into looking at one of them. I was hoping I might have the chance to go and look at Zotero with you just to demonstrate or give you a chance to sort of get a feel for them. But in my haste to get everything else done today, I didn't get to it. But what I can tell you is that there are a few of these that are free, and there are a few of these that come at a cost, and there are a few of these that come with hidden costs. I'm personally a fan of Zotero right now just because of I've been now using it for almost 3 years. It's open source, so it's been free. It's been very robust. It's been I've been able to learn a lot about this whole business of citation management through it. And I've been approached a number of times about giving presentations on it and why I have found it so useful. And that's pretty much led up to giving presentations like I've just done with you now. That's pretty much it. That's the Reader's Digest version on this. And now there's a comment here from that must be from Vance. Is EndNote free if you use Microsoft? I'm not sure. I really don't know. Yeah, and the thirdstreetsoftware.com is in, I believe, reference to, which one is it? Is it RefWorks or is it WizFolio? Can't recall. The ones that I've looked at or I've had direct experience with have been EndNote and Zotero, and to a lesser extent with RefWorks. Ah, yes, okay, Sent 6. Yeah. Any questions? I realize that I'm trying to do the impossible here and covering everything there is to know about citation management in under 15 minutes, but these should be hyperlinked, in the presentation. Do I have an example that I could show students? How do you mean, Phil? Shall I give you the mic there to explain yourself? Here, I'll do that.
Okay, Jim, I have students who at the moment are having to research on genocide. Don't ask me why, that's sort of nothing to do with me. But they are having trouble because they've never had to do references before. And okay, they have to use the APA style. Now, is there any way that sort of you've got something like this that I could show students the way they could use something like Zotero or EndNote?
Yeah, this is Vance. Can I make a suggestion? You might want to try a screen share, and you could possibly show us live. Let me see if I can find the screen share button. It's under Tools, Application Sharing, that's it, yes. If you can, under Application Sharing, Tools, Application Sharing, Jim, you could try say, share an application. You can choose the application to share, so it could be a browser or whatever you're running Zotero in. So you could do it that way, possibly.
Point that out to me, Vance. I'm looking for it right now. Oh, there it is, the one with the screen and the green arrow in it. Okay, let's see what I can come up with here. And if my computer crashes, well then, it's been nice knowing you. No, sorry. Let's see what happens here. I'm going to go to Firefox.
Sorry, that's not the one with the green arrow. That's file transfer. If you can pull down, I think it's just pull down tools from the menu overhead and take application sharing, and then I think if you just choose to share an application, you can, that's probably the best, unless you need your whole desktop, you just share an application. It'll give you a number of applications to choose from, Firefox, for example. Can you see it? There you go. Got it. Oh, there we go. Yeah, it looks good. Sorry, I've still got the mic. About the mic, you make sure you click on the mic in the lower left-hand corner of your window. Don't mess with the mics like Jim just did. Don't mess with the mics up in next to your name. Leave those alone. Okay, so click on the big mic on the lower left-hand side of your screen when you want to talk.
Okay, I'm having fun with this thing. Okay, well, what you've seen right there, I'm assuming you're seeing what I've got in front of me, you'll see at the bottom here, the bottom third of the screen, and it's adjustable, Zotero. Now, I've got a portion of it cut off. I'm not seeing all of it here. Now, let's have a look. These are entries that I made for this presentation here. How would I do this with a group of students? Well, I assume that what you typically would do is introduce them to the whole concept of bibliographies and insight citations and why we do that, and then invite them to use a citation management tool like Zotero, because it will make the whole matter of doing citation management easier for them. At least that should be the reason for using it. If it's seen as far too complicated, then perhaps it's not worth bothering with. But if one's prepared to support it through modeling by example, then I think it'll be fairly easy to do. Let's see if I can give you I can't make my screen any bigger here. How might I do that? Vance, any suggestions?
I suppose you could close this one and try a full screen share. It might be a little slower, though. This one has a reasonable speed. Other than that, I don't know. If you just select a citation, if you select an application, it should give you the whole thing. But you might try a full screen share. We'll check the bandwidth. It might just flop. It'll be fun to experiment with.
I'll leave the experimentation to the very end, and for the moment, just show you a little bit about what we have in here. To begin with, on the far left, this is for creating a library. When you set up Zotero on for the first time, you'll have nothing under My Library. And these are libraries that I've authored. I've got a long list of them, and I've organized them in a manner that's clear to me. And then within each one of them, obviously, that's the one that I'm doing right now is citing work, I can create a subcategory in there. What's that red and yellow thing next to my name? I don't know, Heather. I think maybe you've been blacklisted. No. Anyway, go back to the folder here. It's fairly intuitive. Left-hand side here for organization of folders, and then by clicking on a given folder, you would then have, if you hadn't entered anything, you'd have a blank center area here where you then can then add your sources. And if I want to, I could, well, let's try it. I'm going to try to create a source based on this slide share of today's presentation. Let's see if I can go back to the original here. So I don't, let's see here. No, I don't actually, that's all I want. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's neat. So, I'm going to go back here. So I want to make an entry into my list of citing work here using SlideShare. Well, I can go to, well, what's this thing you're saying? Well, I can create a new item. It's then going to invite me to select from the choice of options here what this particular item is. In this case, it's a web-based source, which I typically go over here for. I click on this, and it creates this. It's created already this, and you can then automatically see over here on the right the information that it's saved. It's saved that it's a web page. I can change that if I'm not happy with that choice, calling it a web page. I can choose from any one of these. And these will all then be formatted dependent on my choice of style. I've got it in the background in the preferences section. It's actually over here. Going into preferences, where is it? Here it is. Where I can then pick the style that I, if it'll never pop up here. And it gives us the a pretty standard collection. If you don't find what you're looking for here, I'm using the APA. It's fairly common in universities, the American-based curriculum. But you could go beyond this. There are thousands of styles, which was a real eye-opener to me, by clicking the link and downloading them, or and installing them right into Zotero. So that's done in the background for you. So when you're building these sources, and you're completing this information here, in some cases, more than likely you're going to be entering this material manually. But you'll discover with time, from time to time, up here in the URL address bar, from time to time you may see a small box that indicates that it can be automatically sourced, and then you're in the real luck. If you go to Amazon.com, for instance, almost everything that's on Amazon.com will have that small box, not this RSS one, but a small box indicating that it's ready to be automatically sourced. You just click, and that would be all of this information about item type, title, author, etc. is automatically inputted for you, which is really, really nice. And we're seeing that increasing. It's reaching a bit of a critical mass. More and more stuff on Google Scholar, for instance, is capable of being automatically sourced now. And wow, does that ever save a lot of time. But still, you can't depend on it, so it's important for students to be learning how to complete these sections down here. And then on the right, we then have a tab here for notes. And this is our chance to then add things to it. We can immediately enter some notes in here. We can also, if we wish, we can take a screenshot. I'll do that right now. There's actually already one that's been taken. And we can then annotate on that. We can add notes to it. We should see an annotation bar emerge here. Yes, there it is. You see it up here? Top, upper left, there's a new, if you like to call it a toolbar. There's an annotation toolbar there where we can then add an annotation wherever we want, type it wherever we want. We can hide it. We can move it. And then if we want to hide it, we can do this. And that is just left as a note as such, so that when we're ready, we can expand upon it. Remember what we said. Ideal for inviting students to summarize or paraphrase what they've read in an article and then share it with the teacher. We can also go into the article. Maybe a little bit difficult because I don't have much here to highlight. I could highlight this. Not sure why I would, but just for demonstration purposes, I'll do it. It should then highlight this. Now it doesn't seem to want to. That may be because of the nature of the item. But again, by highlighting, you're picking out keywords, key points for future reference, and then going back again into this to create notes, add tags, connecting it to other sources that you think should be tied together. So a lot of flexibility here in what to do with citation management, well beyond the simple cue card thing that we had before. Any comments on that? Any questions? Not sure where else I could go. I mean, we could go on and on about this, but I've just given you the basics.
Yeah, certainly does. Thanks a lot, Jim. That application share works very well. At least it's working fast for me. Earlier, Jim was showing us a number of tools, but this is just one of them, Zotero, which is open source, and he finds it to be very flexible, he says. This is for Nina's benefit. Nina has just turned it up from Maryland. Nina Liekos, nice to see you. Did me? No. Would you like to be a moderator and show it to us, Nina?
Hi, Nina. Is BibMe an online app? This is something that I'm starting to see emerge as well. In those cases, then the source work is completely done online through cloud computing. And I think there's an option with them to download so that you've got the sources on your own. You're welcome, Phil. I'm glad. I hope you found it useful. If you wish to follow it up, if I can see what I can do to support you with that. Let's see what happens when I open up Nina's link there. And then Nina, if you can get a mic. Well, it's trying to load there. I could click it twice, maybe. There, okay, maybe that's not enough for us. Yeah. And of course, I shouldn't neglect to tell you about the presence of bibliography citation management in the new MS Office, but it's been my experience it doesn't provide near the number of affordances that these citation management programs do. Certainly not anything up to the par of, say, EndNote or Zotero, the two that I'm most familiar with. But then perhaps it's not necessary either. Maybe that's all that's required. That might be a good place to be giving students an introduction to citation management.
This is interesting. Somehow the BibMe site opened in my browser. I'm I wonder how that happened. I don't think I was looking for a screen tour, but did it open in other people's browsers as well?
Clicked on advanced. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, to bring it up into the online app viewer here.
Yeah, it actually opened in, it was in the, it's in the app sharing, yeah, that it opened there, but it also created a tab in my browser and opened it there as well. So that, I thought that was kind of cool, because you know, I had the site open in both places. Yeah, this is really a nice topic. Jim, it's good to see you drive the product and watch the road test there. So open for any more comments. We're recording. We're also I'm making moves toward making podcasts of these weekly events. So that'll come shortly. Any more comments or anything else you'd like to show us there, Jim?
I think the key thing I'd like to point out is just the ease at which these sorts of tools make the whole matter of citation management easier. Wow, it's light years ahead of what we had to do before. And then the added affordances of being able to annotate, to add additional notes to cross-reference, to tag, to collaborate. There's a lot going on here. And mind you, that's all dependent on how much we want to be going on here too. But there's a lot more versatility and creativity invited here in the use of citation management than perhaps we ever thought possible before. And to underscore probably the biggest thing is just the implications this has for both research and for teaching students how to do research. That's about it. I think that's the major reason why I think it's important for people to know about it and why I'm prepared to make a presentation like I have today.
I have to admit, I've known about this for a long time, but I've never really taken it on. One thing I'm doing with our students, I'm actually teaching computing, but I'm working with English teachers this semester to develop materials that will help them to get their students writing and collaborating, and we're using Google Docs extensively. I'm finding that Google Docs is really cool for getting a few groups of students together in class and then opening up the windows on the screen and collaborating with them one after another. You know, as you can feed back to them and get them monitor what they're doing. And you know, just interact with the students, correct their errors on the fly, and things like that, or offer advice or whatever as they're writing. And tools like this, you know, just like you say, that's light years ahead of what we used to do on paper when I was growing up. Didn't have computers back then, so yeah, I can see where I would really like to use a tool like this. I sort of have my own system for keeping my bibliographies. I keep websites. I sort of record things on websites, and I generally go into a paper I've written and I'll copy manually citations that I've used before, and I sort of know where they are. But it would be really nice to tag them and probably keep a more expensive bibliography, a more expensive one, and yeah, I could see where I should probably start getting into this. So thanks a lot for presenting it to us, Jim.
I demonstrate to you just how easy it is to realize drag and drop of a bibliographic entry. I'll try and do that right here by opening up Google Docs. And then I'm going to take an item that we've got down below here. Just similar to what you're suggesting there just a moment ago, Vance. The kind of thing that you might want to do. I'm just going to take this article here by Spiro and drag it up to here, and there it is. Bang, done in seconds, less than a second. If I want to take more than one of that, take a pile of them and drag them up here, I can do that as well. So the speed at which we're able to do citation work now is phenomenal. You know, there may still be a little bit of formatting to be done here, but by and large, it's been done for us. I found this wonderful for doing an article in a blog, and then quickly being able to take my sources and drop them into the blog. And so people automatically have a connection to the links and far away. In fact, I could even just save this document right now and then provide you all with a link here of all of the stuff that you've seen today. There we go. Done.
Yeah, and another tool that I'm using quite a lot is Delicious. For example, giving a session like this, you can say the document you're showing us now, you could tag it in Delicious. Maybe we should have a tag like learning. Oh, I think I started this already. This is our tag. Maybe you could hashtag on that one, learning together, and you could hashtag on it. You could tag it in Delicious. So you could create a document, tag it in Delicious, and we could find it later. So that's cool. We'll just have to go on the. We'll just have to use that as a hashtag if you tweet it. Okay. Well, I probably will try to wrap this up in a few minutes, being a little bit late here in the UAE. Okay. And more comments from anyone?
Hello. I asked a question, and it was, is there one of these that we can use in the EdTech NING to compile a bibliography collaboratively?
That's a great idea. It would be a great way to check it out and then demo the use of it as a collaborative tool. It's a fine idea, Heather. I'll add it. I'll put it in there. That's about it for me, folks. I'm prepared to put this also on the EdTech NING for any further follow-up discussion. And Vance, if you feel there's another place that or time that you'd like me on board to talk about this, you're welcome to approach me as well. Bye-bye, everyone. Thanks very much again. And again, my apologies.
Yeah, well, certainly we have an infinite number of days ahead of us, the Sundays. We have 52 a year, and we're planning to keep this going like WebHeads has been going for about 12 years now. So, it's coming on to 500 Sundays, I suppose. So if we can message that for another 10 or 12 years, then we have quite an opportunity to do, 500 or 600 more presentations, so you can just grab any one of those dates and you're on. And anybody is more than welcome and encouraged and invited and sometimes even persuaded to join us here. We're talking about the Learn Together Sunday Geek Speaks, and I'm just noticing that people are heading out of the chat as I'm talking, but that's okay. I'm just adding this as an outtake on the recording, an outro. And this session has been one on Zotero and citation tools by Jim Buckingham at Zayed University here in Abu Dhabi. And he's giving this presentation on 28th of November, 2010. And it's been very nice of him to give us this presentation. So all our sessions are recorded. I'll be stopping the recording momentarily. And that happens when people leave the room, and Anna is just leaving, and it'll be just Jim and I in a minute. So Jim, any final words before we send this one into the can?
Not really. I think we've said all we can, or all I can think of for the moment. Of course, when I get off, there'll be 100 hours more of things to talk about. But
That's part of the course. Yeah. Well, anyway, very nice presentation. It was good to see you here. And have some TA EdTech representation. So, well, thanks again. As soon as we both leave here, in a few moments, this session will be, the recording will get canned, and we'll have it online. I'll post its link. I'll make a link to it and post its link and tweet it and put it up in our various spaces. So thanks again, Jim. Talk to you later.